Well, good evening, listeners, and welcome along to another edition of Ireland Calling, brought to you, Oliver Lee here, and the programme brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. And welcome along, where you're listening tonight in Auckland on a Wednesday, Saturday night in Christchurch, or Sunday night down there in Capity Coast and Wellington. So you're well into celebrating St. Patrick's Day if you're listening to Wellington and Capity Coast on Sunday. And the rest of us here, we're looking forward to a great celebration coming up on Sunday. And we'll give you details about some of the events happening in New Zealand on the programme tonight. But we'll have lots of music. We'll bring you the latest news from Ireland. Not good news overnight on Brexit, and still a lot of uncertainty. But we'll bring you the latest news and all other stuff on the programme. But first up tonight, Van Morrison and the Chieftains and Mary's Wedding. Yes, Van Morrison there and Chieftains, and that's from an album called Irish Heartbeat, which was recorded quite a few years ago. Welcome along. If you just tuned in, you're listening to Ireland Calling on here in Auckland on a Wednesday the 13th, just 4 days to go till the feast of St. Patrick's Day. And what a great day it'll be for Irish people all around the world. Obviously, lots of uncertainty with the latest news out of UK last night about the defeat again for the Prime Minister with her revised proposal that she put for the British Parliament to vote through the deal put together by the European Union for Britain leaving the European Union. So she was defeated by 149 votes. So the front of the Irish Times today says May's Brexit deal falls again after a dramatic day of twists and turns. And of course, the DUP were one of the first people to say that they would vote against it, even though they were given assurances about the backstop and stuff like that. So interesting to see what reception Arlene Foster, when she travels to the White House to be a guest of Donald Trump, along with Irish Taoiseach Leo Varadkar. That event is taking place Thursday, US time. But as indicated last week, ministers will fly back to Ireland if there's emergency issues to be dealt with. They had an emergency cabinet meeting on Monday, and then some of the ministers started flying to various parts of the world, but the government has said that they will come back. So at the moment, it looks like tomorrow, British government will announce its plans for tariffs, etc., that'll be on goods going into the Britain from outside, from the European Union. Of course, that includes Ireland. And, you know, then it's expected she will ask the House again, do they want to leave without no deal Brexit? And if they vote no, she will then have to ask for an extension. And it looks likely that that might be extended to May the 22nd. So the next 2 months would prepare for Britain leaving the European Union without a kind of a deal. So lots of interesting times ahead, and certainly very worrying for the Irish government, because they will have to start putting into place a lot of plans now that were a contingency up to yesterday. Everybody thought that the deal would have gone through the British House of Parliament yesterday, because you know, there was guarantees about the backstop and about Northern Ireland being part of the customs union and stuff like that, but it hasn't gone through. So more news on that through the programme tonight, but we'll continue on and up with music. And up next we've got Frances Black, and she's singing
"Should Have Known That You Were Gone Back in Germany. You told me in the dark while I was sleeping. Then you slept through the sunrise as it washed upon me. All that I had heard were our hearts beating. Talk to me while I'm listening now, while this love has a voice that we both can hear. Before you let it go, only the sound of my heart breaking. Talk to me while I'm listening now, while this love has a voice that we both can hear. Before you let it go, the greatest love I've
Yes, the wonderful voice there of Francis Black and a lovely song called Talk to Me. And I hope you're listening to me as we broadcast here, Ireland Calling, and on the programme tonight. We'll press that, hold that now, and we'll have another song later on. Right, so what's happening? Well, there's lots of things happening throughout the country. I believe that the great Micheála Mura Hearta down in Hutt Valley for their St. Patrick's Day parade this weekend. So if you're lucky enough to be down there, I'm sure it'll be great to see the great man. Did try to track him down to have a chat to him here, but didn't get a response back from the people that might have helped me out there. But anyway, that's by the by, and have great memories of linking up with Micheála down through the years, you know, when we broadcast the All-Ireland finals. But here in Auckland, we had a great day last Sunday for the Fair Day at the Irish Club, and great crowds there, and it's great to see all the stalls and meet old faces and new faces, and to see the dancing and the singing and everybody. That was the appetizer for the big weekend that's coming up, and it starts there on Sunday morning with the traditional St. Patrick's Day Mass. That's at 10:30, and then after that there'll be a taxi service from you have to pay for it, from the Irish Society into the city. Taxis leaving about 11:30 to join the Hugh Green Parade, which will be starting at 12 o'clock from the bottom of Queen Street and heading up to Queen Street, traditional route where it used to be for many years before it moved to Ponsonby Road, and it will finish up around the town hall there, and there'll be music and dance and singing there. And then if you've been a while there and you want to go back to the Irish Club, make sure you bring a plate, because there'll be a chance for lunch and entertainment at the Irish Club throughout all of the afternoon. That's happening in Auckland. And on the night before that, in the Sky City, just around the Sky Tower there, they're having a pre-St. Patrick's Day celebration of music and song and dance. And there's a video on the Sky City Auckland Facebook page of dancers from the McCallan and Hester Irish Dance Academy. Never heard of that dance school before, and they're dancing, believe it or not, on the top of that Sky Tower thing, and they're all wired up, so it's quite spectacular. So they'll be dancing there on Saturday evening. There'll be other music, there'll be giveaways and lots of things happening. So plenty of stuff happening all over the country, and indeed all over the world. Of course, 500,000 people will line the streets of Dublin for the big St. Patrick's Day celebrations that will be taking place over there. But it will be all taking place in the shadow of what's happening across the water with Brexit, and this has cast a shadow over the ministers that are travelling throughout the world. In fact, we're unfortunate that the minister that was due to come here couldn't add it to her schedule. Heather Humphreys, a friend of mine, and unfortunately we have no minister, I understand, coming here to represent the government this year. But please God, that will be rectified next year, and Brexit will just be a thing of the past, and hopefully everybody will get on together then. Right, we'll come back, we'll look at some of the sporting events happening in Ireland. It's a big week this week with the Cheltenham Racing Festival, which got underway yesterday, and Ireland 4-3 over England after the first day's racing. Possibility the races mightn't go ahead on schedule today, or mightn't go ahead at all, because there's a storm coming in that's coming down over Ireland, and it'll make its way to Cheltenham. They're having an inspection of the course this morning, and we'll make a decision on what's going to happen there. But anyway, we'll continue on with the music here, and here's Damien Dempsey and Kelly from Killan and the Teetotaler.
What's the news? What's the news? Oh, my bone shall be years with your long barrel gun of the sea. Say what wind from the sun blows your messenger here with his hymn of the dawn for the free. Godly news, do I bring you the fort? Godly news, will you hear, Badgie man? For the boys march from the south to the north, led by Kelly, the boy from Killan. Well, tell me, who is that giant with the gold curling hair? He who rides at the head of your band. 7 feet is his height with some inches to spare. Well, he looks like a king in command. Army boys, that's the pride of the bold Chevaliers, among our greatest of heroes, a man. Fling your beam
a laugh and give three ringing cheers for John Kelly, the boy from Killam. Well, Enniscorthy's in flames and old Wexford is won, and tomorrow the borough we will cross. On the hill or the town we have planted that gun that will butter the gateways of Ross. All the fort men and badgy men march o'er the heat with brave Harvey to lead up the band. But the foremost of men in that grim gap of death will be Kelly, the boy from Killam. But the gold sun of freedom grew darkened at last, and it set by the Slaney's red waves, and poor Wexford stripped naked hung high on a cross, her heart pierced by traitors and slaves. Glory, oh glory, oh, to the bold men who died for the cause of the downtrodden man. Glory, oh, to Mount Leinster's own darling and pride, Douglas Kelly, the boy from Killam.
Music, and hopefully you'll hear plenty of that over the next few days leading up to and on St. Patrick's Day itself. And you're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you here with the support of the Hugh Green Group. And I'm sure, like myself, you're looking forward to celebrating St. Patrick's Day, whether you're listening here in New Zealand or overseas or back in Ireland. And let's hope the weather will be a bit better in Ireland, because Met Éireann warns of strong gusts and risks of flooding this morning. There's, I've mentioned that storm is coming down, and there's a serious orange wind warning in place till 9 o'clock this morning. And obviously the organisers of the big Cheltenham Racing Festival will make a decision whether it's safe for racing to go ahead on schedule today. They're going to have an examination of the race course at about 8 o'clock. And all around the Brexit thing, beef crisis in Ireland has reached such an extreme that dairy calves are now selling for less than 50 cents each, the Shannon has been told last night. And Fine Gael Senator Tim Lombard said, "We are in a crisis with deflated prices, particularly in March." The Cork Southwest-based senator said he was at Bandon Mart on Monday, Ireland's biggest calf mart, where nearly 1,800 calves went through, some of which were sold for less than 50 cents when they were making €110 last year. And I remember stories of calves being farmers going to marts when there was another crisis on. It might have been before I left, I think it might have been in the 70s, but you couldn't sell calves. And, you know, farmers would go and take four calves or maybe 10 calves to a mart, and they'd pull up on the way home to get groceries or maybe have a pint in a pub, and they come out and there was 10 or 12 more calves thrown into the back of the trailer or loaded into the back of the trailer. And I think the same problem is happening at the moment, because we know Ireland expanded its, got rid of its quotas, milk quotas, and many farmers have expanded herd numbers. And I remember speaking to Deputy Taoiseach, or the Taoiseach at the moment, Simon Coveney, when he was down here about 4 years ago celebrating St. Patrick's Day, and he talked about the great boom that was going to happen in Irish agriculture and dairying after quotas were lifted in March the following year. And of course he was aiming for Irish dairy producers to get up there to half the output that New Zealand farmers had of producing 20 billion litres a year. But of course all that came with obviously different issues for different farmers. Last year there was the fodder crisis, then during the summer there was the drought, and now we have a glut of calves that can't be sold. And of course milk prices, while they're steady enough at the moment, certainly there's a lot of uncertainty. So and I don't think Brexit was even on the calendar when the minister spoke to us. It must have been about 2015, I'd say he was here, or might have even been 2016 before the election or the referendum took place. Bad news, that plane that crashed in Ethiopia at the weekend, one of the passengers on it was a United Nations worker, an engineer, originally from County Clare, and he was travelling along with a group of 14 other UN representatives to a conference. And his mother still lives in Hensham County Kildare, County Clare. He was moving to Rome next weekend to live with his wife and two children. And obviously devastation that his name was Michael Ryan, an engineer from Hensham County Clare, that he was killed along with 157 other passengers. And the particular type of plane that they were flying, a Boeing 737 MAX 8, the Irish Aviation Authority, in fact the European Aviation Authority, have banned them flying in European airspace at the moment. And I think the same thing happened this afternoon here in New Zealand. It's kind of you know, your bread and butter plane, the Boeing 737. It's a newer version of that, and this is the second serious accident with huge loss of lives. The other one happened in Indonesia in October last year. But certainly the community in Hensham County Clare and in Cork, where Michael Ryan's wife is living at the moment, are devastated by the news. Right, when we come back, we'll have a look at some of the sports news. Of course, a big game coming up for Irish rugby this weekend. Deny Wales, the Grand Slam and Rugby Championship, that game taking place on Saturday. And they had a good win, certainly played well in the first half last week against France. And second half, they brought on some subs, but they didn't do quite as well. But anyway, we'll play more of that after Paddy Riley and the Rose of Moon Coin. Take it away, Paddy.
Oh, how sweet is to roam by the Sure's lovely stream, and to hear the birds coo 'neath the morning sunbeams, where the thrush and the robin their sweet notes entwine on the banks of the Sure that flows down by Moon Coin. Flow on, lovely river, flow gently along. By your water so sweet sounds the lark's merry song. On your green banks I'll wander, where first I
river that flows down by Mooncoin. Flow on, lonely river, flow gently along, while your water so sweet sounds the lark's merry song. On your green banks I'll wander, where first I'd join with you, lovely Molly, the rose of Mooncoin. She has sailed far away o'er the dark rolling foam, far away from the hills of her dear Irish home, where the fisherman sports with small boat and line on the banks of the Zur that flows down by Mooncoin. Flow on, lovely river, flow gently along, by your water so sweet sounds the lark's merry song. With you, lovely Molly, the rose of Mooncoin.
Yes, there's Paddy Riley and the Rose of Mooncoin. And the rose isn't as bright as it normally is, because Kilkenny, for the first time in many years, haven't made the playoffs of the National or Allianz Hurling Leagues. They were beaten at the weekend, and certainly for the first time in a while, they're not involved in the playoffs. Wexford come from behind with win to beat Kilkenny. Wexford 1-19, Kilkenny 1-12. Waterford, Hough and Blow, Galway away in a storm. Galway were leading by 7 points with about 10 minutes to go, and but Waterford came back and won. So the quarter-final lineup is Galway take on Wexford in the preliminary match. And I think I'll look at the fixtures here that should be coming up here in a minute. But anyway, the games at the weekend certainly played in some terrible weather. And first of all, let's go back to the rugby. Ireland played France, a much improved performance from the game against Italy recently, and Scotland before that. Ireland 26, France 14, and France literally scored on the stroke of full time. They got two tries in the last about 3 minutes. But at that stage, Schmidt had taken off a lot of the superstars to rest them for the big game. So Ireland back to their clinical best. So the points table, it has Wales on top with 15, England next with Wales with 16, England with 15, Ireland with 14. So if Ireland beat Wales and get a bonus point, they'll go to 19. And of course, England play Scotland after Ireland play Wales. Scotland, badly affected by injuries, haven't won in Twickenham, I think, since about 1983. So that's not looking too good. So probably if Ireland beat Wales and deny them the Grand Slam, they'll be handing the championship to England on a plate, unless Wales cause one of the biggest upsets for a long, long time in rugby. But anyway, at least it's good to have the Irish team back playing well. There was a few injury players injured. Rob Kearney pulled out before the game, and Josh van der Flyer came off injured. But it looks like, apart from van der Flyer, he'll have a full team to choose from, with the possibility that Joey Carberry could come back into the fold as well. So that was the big game in rugby at the weekend. And then Gaelic games results from the Allianz Hurling Leagues, which were played last week. As I said, Dublin... Carlow 1-10, Offaly 4-8, so Carlow managed to stay in Division 1B. Dublin 13 points, Laois 11, and Waterford 1-18, Galway 2-13. So certainly some interesting results there. And coming up this weekend, we've got the club finals on St. Patrick's Day, the hurling finals between Henry Shefflin's team in Kilkenny against St. Thomas's from Galway. and that's Ballyhale's Shamrocks. And then the football, you've got Corrafin, the defending champions from Galway. They're taking on the team from Killarney, who's Crokes, Dr. Crokes. So hopefully there'll be a huge crowd at Croke Park to see those games. And if you want to see them, if you sign up to that gaago.ie, you can find out and watch the games. You can either take a package and buy the whole lot, or buy a game this weekend. And then there's also other games being played this weekend, hurling playoffs and football playoffs in the league as well. And, you know, as I said, the Cheltenham Racing Festival is on this week as well. Right, you're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. And we'll continue on here with some more music, and this time Mary Black and Song for Ireland.
Walking on the day near tall
Yes, that's Frances or Mary Black there, and singing a song for Ireland. And I'm pretty sure that was the first song that I ever played when I started recording Ireland Calling in August 1990, coming up on 30 years this year since I started broadcasting. And you're listening to Ireland Calling now, brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. And I'm just looking here at the Irish Examiner paper, and of course it's given heaps of publicity to Brexit. This court case is on, but there's an alarming, well, a lovely picture on the front of the paper. Divine interventionist dream comes true for horse owner. Classical dream with Ruby Walsher, led in by the late owner John Coleman's widow Joanne, after winning the opening race of Cheltenham yesterday. And John died in July last year, and his wife Joanne had some of his ashes with her as she led the horse in with Ruby Walsh. And Ruby was smiling after the first race, but unfortunately things didn't go too well for him later in the day, where he was riding the odds on favourite that was unbackable, I think in the fifth race, and the horse clipped a fence, last fence, and came down. And I heard the owner being interviewed on RT Radio later after the race, and he said he was very disappointed, but he certainly didn't want people having a go at the greatest jockey, Ireland's greatest jockey, Ruby Walsh. Whether Ruby made a mistake or not, nobody knows. But anyway, he had a winner yesterday and brought joy. Another headline here, doesn't make good reading. Irish teen girls near the top of global binge drinking table. Irish adolescent girls have one of the highest levels of binge drinking in the world, according to a new global study. Certainly not a good look. No deal Brexit looks closer than ever. Coveney downbeat after May's revised plan defeated in the Commons. So certainly, as I mentioned earlier, it's not a good time for all the Irish ministers that are out there promoting Ireland as a great destination and as a springboard into Europe, because while inward investment is great for the Irish economy, and there's a lot of that happening at the moment, there's certainly to be a worrying time ahead for Ireland's core industries like farming, whose big trading partners is Britain. There's huge issues over medical supplies and everything that a lot comes through Britain. So a very worrying time, and I'm sure Taoiseach Leo Varadkar will be, his mind will be in Ireland as he celebrates St. Patrick's Day tomorrow with the President of America, Donald Trump, who may or may not know what's happening with Brexit. You wouldn't know with Trump, but anyways, this time last year, Varadkar was quoted and caused a bit of a stir when he said that the first time he had dealings with Trump is when he was Minister for Sport, and Trump had bought Doon Beg. And he rang him up and said he wanted to make sure that a proposed wind farm close to Doon Beg didn't go ahead. And Varadkar said he rang the council, made inquiries about it, and left it at that. But the wind farm didn't go ahead. But when he was at the St. Patrick's Day celebrations in the White House last year, he maintained that his intervention stopped the thing going through. And, of course, he had to correct himself when he got back to Ireland. So we'll wait and see what he'll say or what he'll do tomorrow. Righto, we'll move on here with more music and come back with more news. And here we go with, this time, I'm looking here to see what I've got. The Rare Old Times, or it might be Dolores Keane. It's Dolores Keane. Never Be the Sun.
You might be so lost. that love is always right. So even when the dark clouds gather, you'll be the light. And if you lose a part inside, when love talks, leaving the past behind, is knowing you'll do like you always do, holding you blind, keeping you true. You'll never be the sun turning in the sky, and you won't be the moon above us on the moonlit night, and you won't be the stars in heaven, they burn so bright. But even on the deepest ocean, you will be the light. You will be the light. You will be the light.
Yes, the wonderful voice there of Dolores Keane. And never be the sun. The sun still shining here. Fairly, hopefully it'll shine on Sunday for the parade, the Hugh Green Group Parade, which kicks off at around midday at the bottom of Queen Street and heads up Queen Street, finishes up at the Town Hall. Early that morning, you can go to the traditional St. Patrick's Day Mass at the Irish Society. That's at 10:30. And then throughout the afternoon, there's plenty of fun and crack happening at the Irish Society, as I'm sure there is in the Irish Societies all over the rest of the country. So get out there, check your local papers to find out what's happening. Well, we've had discussions last week about the New Zealand man that went off and joined ISIS, and certainly not a lot of support to bring him back here. He's still in a camp in Syria. And Ireland have a similar situation where a young woman, well, not so young, she was in her 30s, Lisa Smith. She was a former Irish Army person. In fact, she worked as security on the government jet once or twice. But she headed off to Syria in 2014, wanting then, as she told ITV, to live in a Muslim country. No music, smoking, fighting, drinking, prostitution. She wanted a clean life. And she obviously felt this was the place to go. But now she is there along with her young child in one of these camps and pleading to be allowed back to Ireland. But unlike New Zealand, the Irish Prime Minister, Leo Varadkar, said that she's a citizen of Ireland and she's allowed to come back and live in the country. I'm not sure whether she did, like the New Zealand guy, burnt her passport and renounced any connection with New Zealand when he headed off. But certainly this girl, one of her colleagues was on the radio the other day talking to Joe Duffy. She was probably a bit naive, but she was came from Donegal and certainly was a good soldier when she was in the army. So the opinion is divided in Ireland on whether we should lay out the carpet for her and bring her back. Some people are saying, well, she'll come back and she'll be on the Late Late Show and she'll be on radio stations and she might make gains out of the whole thing. But I think at this stage, most considerate people want to help her to come back and face any charges that she has to face. And obviously people look after or get her family or somebody to look after her children, her young child. Sexton has sprung back in his step and Wales firmly in his sights. That's the headline on the Irish Times sports page today. Murray happy with his step forward, but he looks for more. Certainly haven't been playing that well. And Levy comes forward for a back row seat to replace Van der Flair. So it should be a great game. It's on Sky TV. And it's on, I think, around 4 o'clock in the morning because the three games are on this weekend. And as every weekend in the paper, every day in the paper, there's just huge publicity for soccer. But Cheltenham gets lots of publicity in all the papers today. And I'm sure all the Irish people that are over there will be hoping that the races will be able to go along today, despite that bad weather. Just to recap some of the Alliance Hurling Division 1 quarterfinals coming up this weekend. Galway take on Wexford, Pearce Stadium, and later that day, Galway play footballers. They play in Pearce Stadium as well. That's on Saturday. So coming up, you have Galway Wexford at Pearce Stadium 1:30, Waterford against Clare, Walsh Park, Tipperary against Dublin at Simple Stadium. And then there's a relegation playoff, believe it or not, between Kilkenny and Cork. That's at Nolan Park. And then on Division 1 football, you've got Monaghan against Cavan. They're playing on at Clonus. Galway are playing Roscommon. And that game is in Pearce Stadium after the hurling. Then you've got Dublin against Tyrone at Croke Park. And the big one, Kerry against Mayo. And Kerry looked like they have a few more players coming back. That game down at Austin Park in Tralee. And then, of course, on St. Patrick's Day, you've got the All-Ireland Senior Club Hurling Final between Ballyhale Shamrocks versus St. Thomas's. That's at 2 o'clock. And the All-Ireland Senior Club Football Final, Currafin versus Dr. Crokes. At Croke Park, and that game at 3:45. And as I said, you can listen to the games live and free on RTE Radio or even your local radio stations, and you can watch the games on GAA Go if you have a subscription to that. Righto, we're going with the Pogues this time, and Misty Morning, Albert Bridge.
Silent by the banks of its where the cold grey waters ripple in a misty morning light. Held a match to reach a cigarette. Watch the soul curl in the mist. Your eyes blue as the ocean's innocent smile. In a faraway place, sun fell cold upon my face. Cracks in the ceiling spell out. Turn to the wall, pull the sheets around my head. Try to sleep, dream my way back to you. The days only pass by, set by bloom and flower. I see them as a trumpet sing. I call them the steward by the hour.
Yes, a wonderful song there that was called, Misty Morning, Albert Bridge. You're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you with the support here of the Hugh Green Group and listen to us here on Planet FM in Auckland on a Wednesday night, and delayed broadcast going out Saturday night in Christchurch. You're getting ready for St. Patrick's Day down there tomorrow if you're listening to us, and then on Sunday, Capity Coast and Wellington. You'll have already been enjoying a day of celebrations as you listen to this programme, and the celebrations will be just getting underway back in Ireland. And let's hope that the weather is nice. There's about 500,000 people expected to march through Dublin for the annual St. Patrick's Day parade. And of course, every town, every city has a parade all around the country. And as I said there, Croke Park have got the All-Ireland Club Finals on, and then the Leinster Club Rugby Senior Cup Final. That game is on at the RDS, and I'm pretty sure that's against Blackrock in St. Michael's from memory. So there'll be a packed house there for that particular game. Righto, we've got Sharon Shannon, and let me see now. I might have fast forward Sharon here as I was setting up, but we'll give it a go here and see if she's ready to go. Here she is, bungee jumping. Yes, well, that music will get you into the mood for St. Patrick's Day. So wherever you listen tonight, I hope you're enjoying the programme and I hope you all have a very, very happy St. Patrick's Day. Thanks again to the Hugh Green Group for their continued support of Ireland Calling here. And thank you for tuning in. I'll be back next week with all the news and results, etc., etc. In the meantime, I'll leave you tonight with a few more reels from Matt Malloy, Paul Brady and Tommy Peoples. Good night, goodbye and God bless. Right, here we go.